2 Timothy 4 and 6. I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Everybody that loves his appearing, say amen. Amen. Not one hint in all this last words of Paul are there any sad regrets. No sad regrets. Nothing left unfinished. Nothing left undone. His course is finished with joy. His reward shall be full. The crown is waiting. Praise God. What a life, folks, that you can come to the end of the road with not one sad regret. That's my title, Billy. No sad regrets. Amen. When I heard that message prompted by the Spirit of God that really lodged in my heart finally, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. I sought Him first. I put Him first in everything. Amen. I didn't doubt, look back, praise God. Oh, glory to God. And I can tell you tonight, 47 years down the road, 45 of it preaching the gospel, 62 years old, hallelujah, glory to God, I have no sad regrets. Amen. I'm not sorry I put God first in my life. When putting God first, I put going to church first. Church, Sunday school, amen, revival meeting. Amen. And way up along in my ministry, I didn't even know folks existed anywhere in the country except us down there in the hills. Amen. I found a camp meeting and a whole bunch of fellowship meetings. And oh, glory to God, I got involved in that too, Jim. Amen. I got involved in youth camps, Todd. Praise God. And I run the roads, kept them hot, met myself coming back. Amen. Met myself going. As the old adage is, praise God. Amen. Well, asked me today, said, if you drove 40,000 miles a year, that's a short year. Amen. It used to be 50,000 a year. Praise God. That's besides what I flew. Amen. Hallelujah. And I can tell you, over 2 million miles down the road, praise God, hallelujah, 2 million miles plus for Jesus, I have no sad regrets. You just haven't been in. You just haven't been through anything. That's what one fellow told me. Said you just haven't seen any hard knocks. Amen. I've seen all you can see in America. Amen. I've experienced about most of what you can experience in America. Amen. I've seen it. I've been there. Praise God. Hard knocks. I'm still in that college. Praise God. I never have graduated yet from the University of Hard Knocks. Amen. But down the road this far tonight, amen, having fought the battles thus far, I can tell you, I have no sad regrets. Amen. I'm not sorry that I gave my first and best years to Christ. Amen. I'm glad I done it. I'm not sorry I left all to preach the gospel. Amen. Turned all the fortunes and futures of the world, all the security of the world down to live by faith and to preach the gospel. Praise God. Amen. I can tell you 45 years down the road preaching, I have no sad regrets. 7 churches I've pastored and experiences I've been through. Amen. Sister Collins and I know what it is to be on hard times, not have 3 cents to mail a letter. One of her favorite sayings, as late as 1962, when we drove into the mountains of Kentucky to pastor 4.5 years at Barberville, one of her favorite sayings, when we got ready to go, she said, when we got ready to go to the next camp meeting, know me by my dress. Amen. Because she didn't have much clothes. Amen. I didn't have much clothes. Amen. I mean, my shoes got kind of run over, and they got run over gradually, and they got to looking bad kind of gradually, and I didn't notice how bad they was looking, and the Lord had to prompt me and tell me that I needed some better shoes. I said I hadn't got the money, but just a few days he gave me the money, and I bought me a new pair of shoes. Amen. I got so many now, I can't count them. Praise God. Amen. I tell you what, but I make a trip to the Philippines once in a while. Amen. And the Lord makes good use of them. And a young preacher stood up year before last in the Philippines and said, 5 years in a row, and Brother Collins come to the Philippines, I have had new shoes. Praise God. I don't regret a mile I'll travel for the Lord. I don't regret a time I've trusted in His Word. Praise God. Oh, there's a lot of my friends that failed me and left me to weep at dawn. But enough of my friends proved true blue. I kept on trusting on. And I don't regret a mile that I've traveled for the Lord. Amen. No sad regrets. Praise God. Down through my life for Jesus, the church house has been first in my life. Nothing came between going to the house of God. From the time J.D. and me was crossing the creek to get to a better fishing place on Sunday morning after both of us had got saved and baptized, and I dropped our bait in the creek and it floated out into the river and down the river. Amen. We both agreed that it wasn't God's will for us to fish on Sunday. And I quit. Amen. I haven't been back to the river on Sunday since. Amen. Glory to God. I don't fish and hunt on Sunday because, amen, that's when they have church. That's when it's time to go to the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I always put Jesus first. Didn't you miss a lot, Brother Collins? No. I'd have missed a lot if I hadn't have put God first. As a matter of fact, amen, there's a whole bunch of folks, if they're not careful, they're going to come to the end of the road and they're going to have some sad regrets. Amen. I was always glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. And about 7 years ago, my strength waned and my ambition flagged, and I wondered what was wrong, and I wanted to drink water all the time, and was losing weight gradually, and didn't have the strength I needed to sing and preach. I went on, sung and preach anyway. Amen. I knew what was going on. I knew the symptoms. I'd prayed for too many people and pastored too many folks. Amen. But in the midst of it all, I knew that my sugar was all awry. Amen. Had gone astray, was out of control. Amen. And I was trusting God. And in the midst of it all, with my strength waning, my ambition waning, and my ability, amen, to respond quickly, waning and losing weight, drinking water all the time in them rest areas, wasn't close enough together on the highway. Amen. I volunteered to mow the campground and did. Praise God. Praise God. I done more for God sick than a lot of folks does well. Amen. Don't know no good to be well if you don't do nothing with it. Praise God. You need to get up and go for God. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to go someplace besides a dance. You need to go someplace besides a ball game. You need to go someplace besides a party. You need to go someplace besides a family reunion. Amen. I left the family reunion to go to the house of God. Amen. I'll tell you what, those family get-togethers that take you away from the house of God, they're not the will of God. Amen. I'll tell you that from experience. Praise God. You need to put God first. Amen. You need to let the dead bury their dead and you follow me. Praise God. I don't regret that I put God first to follow God. Amen. If I'd let just any old little old thing keep me out of the house of God and keep me from serving God, praise God, what do you think I'd amounted to in the ministry? Amen. God wouldn't have been able to honor me to first base if I hadn't resolved once and for all to put God first. Praise God. Amen. So I've always been glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. I've no sad regrets for that. Amen. I've went to many a camp meeting and give my best to the service and run to the cabin and took a nap while the line was going through the food line and woke up. I've got a built-in alarm clock anyway, and I can wake up anytime I want to. Amen. It's just built in. Amen. If you need any help, Mike, I'll pray for you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you need me to wake you up, just let me know what time you want to get up. I'll call you. Praise God. Amen. I'd go to the cabin and take me a nap and then catch the line right at the tail end and go eat dinner. Amen. And go back to church that afternoon. Now, I'll tell you what. If you go through a camp meeting like I have and not miss any services, when I first started preaching Richland Camp, I had a good record right from the start. I didn't miss any services. They had service at 8 o'clock in the morning, preached two preachers. I went to that. Amen. They had breakfast, and I went to that, and then they had preachers preach again at 10 o'clock, and then they went to dinner, and then they had preaching again at 2 o'clock. Then they had sometimes youth service early. Amen. And I got in on that, and I didn't miss any services. I'll tell you how I made it through. I napped while the line was going through and took quick cat naps, praise God, and went through Richland's camp meeting, praise God. When he was having it at 10 nights, praise God, I told him I went to church 40 times this week and heard 92 preachers, praise God. Amen. I don't regret those camp meetings that I spent for God. Praise God. Well, a lot of preachers came into camp meetings, stayed in motel all day long and didn't attend one day service. We had one right out here. Amen. And he come look, moseying into the service at night looking about half backslid. That's what he was, half backslid. Amen. He ain't back to lay around in a motel all day long and not go to the day service at camp meeting and just go when he preaches. He's half backslid. You tell him I said so. Amen. Praise God. I don't regret giving my full strength, my best year, my full time to God. I was so wrapped up in the service of God. Amen. I'd drive and drive and drive and buy gas on the credit card. Amen. Never did have too much money back in those days. Amen. And then I'd go back and drywall and work real hard and work real fast. Amen. I was a quick change artist. They laughed at me because I wore coveralls over my suit and tie. Amen. And Jerry Back and Gene Huff told about come by one day and I'd done a drywall job and they said they're going to pray for somebody and I said, wait just a minute and I'll go with you. And I peeled out of my coveralls and had a suit and tie on underneath and they said, he looked better than we did. I don't even remember it. Amen. But I was a quick change artist. Amen. I wide-eyed everybody around me that worked with me. Amen. I made it so hard on Jeff. I say, make a drywall man out of him or kill him. Amen. He didn't make a drywall man. He made an electrician instead. Drywall was too hard. I burned him out. Amen. I was working real fast so I could get the job done. Amen. And go back and heal the sick and cast out devils and go back to the house of God. Live my life that way. Amen. The reason I quit carpentering and doing drywall alone in the first place was I could be my own boss. I could work as hard as I wanted to and quick as I wanted to and fast as I wanted to and develop my system, get the job done quick. So here's the way it go, Ronnie. I'd take my drywall job, amen, from the folks under these conditions. Now, I'm a preacher, folks. I could be called away on many emergencies, and I don't know if I can, amen, get it done as quick as you'd like for me to, but I guarantee you one thing. I'll get it done for you as quick as I can. And there was not one job that I did, but what I got it done faster than anybody else would have got it done. Amen. And I don't regret a mile. Praise God. Fella contracted me to do a job right here in Ohio several years ago. Amen. And he hadn't much sooner than got off the telephone with me till I appeared on the scene to do the job. And he said, well, I'll tell you one thing. I sure appreciate promptness. His head was still swimming. I got there so fast. Praise God. Amen. I had a job to do for God. And so I worked real fast for myself. Amen. And put God first. Amen. And when Virgil Waterman came rolling into town in Barbeville, Kentucky, to hold a revival for me, and my poor little old church had been so scandalized with three major scandals, and one of them was in the process right then, that I couldn't get some of my friends to come preach for me. They were afraid to. They was afraid it hurt their good name. Amen. So I called some of my friends that didn't know what was going on. Amen. Brother Virgil came rolling into Barbeville, Kentucky, and he called me. He said, we're over here on the other side of town. We came in the south side, wrong side, in the snow, and a drunk hit him head on and totaled their car. He brought his son, Gene, with him. Amen. He was a preacher, too. I knew him when he was a little kid, Austin size, sitting on the steps of Midway Parsonage in Thayer, Missouri. Amen. Eating some plain bread and talking about how it's pretty good. Amen. It is. You ain't got nothing else. Praise God. Gene had pastored several churches, and he was without a pastor at that time, so he just came with his dad, and I preached him night about. It snowed 6 inches, got down 14 below zero. Amen. We had bad snow in the mountains. We didn't dismiss. We were out on the revival, but the people of them did because they couldn't get out in the mountains. We just went on. Amen. Even though we had some people that were almost millionaires in the church, we'd only got the preacher about $75, amen, between them. And I had a job almost done for a contractor there in the area, amen. And I told him, I about got this job done, Ralph, and I'd like to borrow $100 on it. $160 drywall job. Those days, that's a pretty big one. And if I may, I took $100 and put it in the preacher's offering. Amen. They got $175 that week, and I gave $100 of it. Amen. 9 years passed. 4.5 at Barberville, 5 at Middletown. Amen. Gene Waterman called me every church he came to come hold revival for him. He called me one more time from Sullivan, Missouri, Assembly of God Church. Amen. I went to preach for him. First thing he did was give me $100 when I got there for expenses. That's what I borrowed and gave them 9 years before. Amen. He bought a new set of Remington tires for my 90 Pontiac. Amen. And man, they sent me down the road well shot. Took me up $900, I mean, in a week's time at that Assembly of God church, and that was a king's ransom. Amen. 1970, 71. Amen. And I got thinking about it. Praise God. $900. That's $100 a year interest on what I borrowed to give to them. And I can tell you, 45 years down the road, that you can't outgive God. And if He waits 9 years to pay you back, amen, He'll pay you 900 to 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll tell you what, I have no sad regrets. Or 9 to 1, would it? Amen. 900 to 1's a little bit big, but it's not very big for God. Amen. It's quite a ways from the arithmetic book and math. I was good in math back then. I still am, if it's pretty simple today. Amen. My calculator don't mess up on me. I was trying to check my addition the other day on my calculator, and I never could check it on that stupid thing. Amen. I had it added right all the time and knew it, but I got a different figure every time on my calculator. It's getting pretty bad. Amen. If you can't even punch a calculator and get it right. Amen. But I don't regret a dollar that I give for God. I give when it hurt. I give when we couldn't afford it. Amen. I give all our extra away. Amen. And that was me and Sister Collins both. She let me even handle the money. And I even bought the groceries for years and years and years because I knew how much money we had and what we could afford. And she knew I'd scratch off the list. Amen. When she got her inheritance from her folks in Granite City, amen, I let her take care of that. Amen. I didn't even say dog to her. I didn't even ask her how much she had. But she's got a small fortune. Amen. For a poor preacher. Praise God. She gives it away. She didn't give it away herself. She built churches in Mexico and gave to preachers I didn't even know about. Praise God. But I took everything we could give for years. And when she got hers, I didn't mess with it. The Lord rewarded her for what she gave up for the Lord. And He will you too. Amen. You'll not regret a mile either that you travel for the Lord. Amen. I guarantee you, if you die tonight, you'll not regret what you gave to God. There might be some here that will regret not giving more. Amen. I gave my time to God. Since I was going full time for God night and day. Amen. I waited till the worst weather in the year to build the only two houses I built for us. Amen. I laid the foundation in the fall, built the houses in the winter. Started both of them in November, amen, and built them in the winter. Shoveled the snow out of both of them twice. Why did you do that, Brother Collins? Because all my quality time belonged to God. Amen. When I came to Ohio, there were preachers building, preachers in real estate. Amen. And I thought that may be what I ought to do to supplement my ministry. Amen. And one night I had a dream. I dreamed I heard the roar of an airplane flying too low. And I heard the crash. Amen. And I knew it was disaster. And a voice from out of the night said, "Give your time to God." And so that's what I've done for 20 years. Amen. God told me that I could pick up the pennies once in a while. That's what he impressed me. Mike got talking about picking them dimes up, and I thought, that's wonderful, Mike. God let you pick up the dimes. He only let me pick up the pennies. And so, amen, I'd take a little old insurance job once in a while. I could get it done quick and go back to visiting the sick and the dying and ministering to the lost. Praise God. And I'll tell you tonight, I don't regret giving all my quality years and all my quality time to God and building my houses in the winter and shoveling the snow out of them two times apiece, because I got a better house tonight in the heavens, not made with hands. It's high on the mountain where the floods can't reach it. The water's a whole lot better, and you can see so much farther. The view's perfect where my house is. Amen. And tonight, standing here, Tuesday, I'll be 62 years old. If I never see that day, I want to tell you tonight, I have no sad regrets except one, that I didn't get saved when I was 5 instead of 14. But Fred Brock, I was like your old dad. He waited till he was 80 to get saved and spent the 81st year praying, crying out to God night and day. I told folks he was trying to catch up on 80 years praying in 1 year time. Amen. I've tried to make up for the loss of 9 years when God first spoke to my soul. I only have one regret, young person, that I didn't give my life to God. Amen. Earlier than I did, and say goodbye to the world quicker than I did. But tonight I've made up for lost time, and I don't regret a mile. My wife has stood beside me and never had one question. When I thought I should resign the highway of holiness almost 10 years ago, amen, and go, she started packing. She was leaving her kids, her grandkids, but she didn't question. She started packing. Amen. God took me through the trial, and I passed the test, and he let me stay, and I don't regret a mile. I've traveled for the Lord. Abraham took Isaac to the top of the mountain, but he passed the test. And God let him keep Isaac. Amen. I'm glad the Lord let me keep you. I'm glad the Lord let you keep me. And you've took good care of Sister Collins and I. Amen. And we have no sad regrets of being at the Highway of Holiness Church tonight. Amen. Let's stand and praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Touch lives, Lord God. Touch bodies, Lord God. Touch minds, Lord God. Amen.